The guy that actually does my body piercing, he was, like, real clinical about it to begin with. You know, he's like, okay, take your pants off, and he, like, brings out these forceps to measure it. You know, stuck his finger inside me, and we ended up sleeping together. And he's got his dick pierced, which was, I thought was really rude. I thought was crazy. When I went in to get it done, we kind of played around, and he got me real relaxed, and it actually didn't hurt. I mean, it hurt, ow, you know, like getting your ear pierced, but it wasn't anywhere near as painful as you would expect, and the pleasure derived afterwards was definitely covered up for a little bit of pain I suffered. It's not on the clit at all. It's, like, all the way, I call it the taco. It's all the way at the top of the taco, like right where, you know, your lips start. That's where it is. It looks like a little door knocker. I tell people, you know, if you knock properly, I'll let you come in. And I realized the reason the ring is the size that it is because, you know, the ball has to reach the clit, otherwise it's not going to provide any stimulation. And that's literally, I mean, when I wear it, if I set it outside the lips, it looks just like a door knocker. I just make jokes about it because a lot of times, you know, you're getting a little bit comfortable with a guy, you're schmecking and all, and, you know, he puts his hand down there, and, like, they get these startled looks on their face. You know, there's a metallic object in your underwear. So, you know, you kind of have to be able to lighten up the subject a little bit, otherwise people freak.